call your mommy, your daddy, and all your friends and tell them New York's number one podcast app is blowing up the airwaves and they can't do nothing about it. Bashani Radio app. We global, baby.
Yeah, baby!
Download free for iPhone and Android in the App Store.
Hello, you're listening to Everyday Health here on Bashani Radio app, and I am your host, Nurse T. Today, I'll be shedding light on COVID-19 and our children, COVID-19 and the adolescents. So I want you guys to know that you may not see the pressure or the affliction or the anxiety that COVID-19 has applied to our youth. Now, I know that you may even believe, hey, my child is smart. She understands about this pandemic. Hey, my grandson is intelligent. He understands about what's going on in the world. But I want you guys to know that that can be a misconception. And I urge that you have a sit down with your adolescent child or grandchild, niece or nephew, but have a sit down, make time, because someone has to clearly explain what is going on with this virus. And as adults, we need to stop leaving the teaching of our adolescents up to the media, up to the news, up to the social media, because what is happening is they are just putting out the worst information, and our adolescent and the youth are digesting that information without any clarification or any insight on what and how it can affect them and how it affects their community and their immediate family. As how COVID-19 is affecting, not only affecting, but infecting our youth. So on top of the COVID-19 infecting the youth, because what is being realized now, what research is releasing, the information that research is releasing is that when COVID-19 affects the youth, different symptoms may appear. So we all are aware that COVID-19 is a respiratory, it's a virus that affects the respiratory system, but it also has different manifestations. And one of the things that is being manifested for the youth beginning at the toddler age, which is around 2 or 3 years old, for clarification, two or three-year-olds, those are toddler age, and they are being infected with COVID-19. 10-month-old, 9-month-old babies, they are being infected with COVID-19. And whether you realize it or not, the being that very young in age places them in a vulnerable population. Okay. And when I say vulnerable, I mean, they are the population that are at a high risk of complications associated to the COVID-19. And that is because their immune system is not fully developed. Children, to decipher this information and process this information and digest this information alone. You guys don't know the effects that it could have. You know, our adolescents at times can become suicidal, homicidal. Not only think about killing themselves, but think about killing you and everyone in the house, because they are full of information that they don't quite know how to process. Now, what I see with adolescents and the COVID-19 is that they're eager to learn. They want to protect themselves. They want to keep themselves healthy and their loved ones healthy. So that's why they're tuning into YouTube. They're looking at the news. They're Googling information on coronavirus. They're even talking to their friends about coronavirus. And I'm talking about the children that are as young as 9 years old are having conversations with other 9 and 10 year olds about coronavirus. So I urge you to sit down, make time, and converse, offer some clarity on what coronavirus is, how they can protect themselves, what your plan is as we navigate the future. Offer a plan on how you plan to navigate the future with this coronavirus, COVID-19 being present. Now, another thing that I'm seeing with the adolescents and COVID-19 is stress and the manifestations of stress. They're having migraines, stomach ulcers, stomach bleeds. There's different palpitations. Their hearts are racing. I'm telling you, this COVID-19 is not just affecting adults. COVID-19 does not just physically affect us. It's not just attacking our respiratory system. COVID-19 is affecting a lot of people emotionally, psychologically. And I want to share with you these effects. I want to open your eyes so you know that it's time for you to have a conversation with your adolescents, with your youths and your family about coronavirus, about the COVID-19. Because if you do not have a conversation with them and offer them clarification, that does not mean that they're not conversing about it. It does not mean that they're not thinking about it. And I want you guys to know, it's not just the poverty adolescent whose brain is burdened down. So don't think because you are on the other financial end of poverty, you're on the other spectrum of poverty, that it does not affect your child mentally, psychologically, or emotionally. COVID-19 does not respect age, race, ethnicity, or financial status. We all have the ability. We all can equally be affected and infected by COVID-19. But back to the topic of this airing is adolescents and COVID-19. So again, I want you guys to take the time. And I know I keep repeating this, but you guys, what I'm seeing our youth face, it is terrible. It is gut-wrenching. It's sad. It's tearful. So I wanted to use this platform to share with you guys, urge with you guys, take the time and speak. Make it a family discussion, you know, or make it a neighborhood, make it a community discussion. Use your platform to address adolescents. Use your platform to allow adolescents to discuss their thoughts, feelings, and concerns about this COVID-19. I know oftentimes we think that their youth, their opinion, their concerns don't matter. They'll grow over it or get over it. But not in this age, not in this era. This is not the time to overlook the youth and their emotions. This is the time to bridge that gap. This is the time to allow them to voice, let them know that they matter. COVID-19, what they're seeing on the news, in social media, on YouTube, what they're discussing with their adolescent friends, I'm telling you, they're going to bed with it on their mind. They're waking up with it on their mind. Imagine an 11-year-old telling you that they are waking up with a banging headache because they went to sleep thinking about COVID-19. Now, I'm only going to tell you that they will only think about it for so long before they decide that, hey, I need to come up with an action plan. And in some respects, that could be good. And in other aspects, that can be bad. So what I want to encourage you guys to do is take the time, offer clarity on COVID-19, present to them a plan on how you plan to navigate through the future safely, protecting the family, protecting them, protecting yourself, because they want to hear how you're protecting yourself. Have that open dialogue. This is not the time to shut them out. Not only are they burdened down with the worries of COVID-19, now they are stressed about the protesting that's going on. So imagine an adolescent, an underdeveloped brain, being weighed down with this pandemic, this global pandemic, COVID-19, and then compounded with this protesting that's going on in almost every single state. Don't be blind. Take the time. Converse with your adolescent. Open up the lines of communication. Offer some clarification to them. Okay, this is Nurse T, your host on Everyday Health, and thanks for tuning in to the Bashani Radio app.
Call your mommy, your daddy, and all your friends and tell them New York's number one podcast app is blowing up the airwaves and they can't do nothing about it. Bashani Radio app. We global, baby.
Yeah, baby!
Download free for iPhone and Android in the App Store.